And now I would like to read these verses from Romans chapter 8, where we find nowhere else in the Bible such strong promises for our heart. Paul writes, "For I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. We know that in all things God works for good with those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What, then, shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?"
God the Father is greater than everything else. His love is greater than the love of people. His help greater than your troubles. His forgiveness greater than your burden of sin. Do not neglect on a single day to come through the open gate of prayer to God. Seek the Lord daily, and he will daily answer you.